It was another relatively peaceful night in Ferguson, Missouri last night. Protesters say there are still unanswered questions, though, about what happened when a white police officer killed an unarmed black teenager nearly 2 weeks ago. The nation's top law enforcement official was there yesterday to check in on the federal investigation into the shooting of Michael Brown. Attorney General Eric Holder also offered comfort to a community in pain. NPR's Kerry Johnson went along on the trip and has this report.
From the moment he walked into a soul food restaurant in Ferguson, the attorney general found friends.
Welcome to Grace Place.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Nice to see you. How are you? How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
All right.
Wow.
Good. How you been?
Doing great. Doing great.
Great. Welcome.
All right. Eric Holder got dining recommendations and a report on the community's mood after days of protests and sporadic violence. Viola Murphy is mayor of nearby Cool Valley. She boasted about economic development and talked about the need to move past images of streets filled with tear gas and armored vehicles.
There are a lot of good things that are going on in this community, so we kind of need to stick together and get this thing solved.
We want to come out of this better and strong. Okay. And we can do that.
Now eat some chicken wings.
A few minutes later, another community leader appeared, Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson. He's been leading response to the protests. Holder reached over and drew the captain in for a hug and a few words of encouragement.
You are the man.
And we're trying to make it better. We're trying to make it better.
You are making it better.
Johnson said he'd been so busy trying to keep the peace that he forgot his 26th wedding anniversary.
You didn't forget, my brother.
Yes, I did.
Oh.
She forgave me.
Well, we'll write you a note. How about that?
With that, Johnson turned to leave Drake's Place restaurant and return to work, but not before the attorney general reminded him to get some rest. Outside the restaurant, the captain told reporters it will take time to heal the breach in the community.
It's obvious that the community here does not feel that there's connection with them and law enforcement, so that has to change.
And that was the main reason Eric Holder took some time on this heavily symbolic visit to meet with students at Florissant Valley Community College in northern St. Louis. Students like Molyric Welch. She's a 27-year-old sophomore with three kids at home.
We just need some answers, some questions, some changes. And by him being here now, that's given us inspiration. We won't no longer be profiled because I have a hat to the back. No more profiling, no more war. We just want peace, and that's all.
Profiling came up in Holder's meeting with Welch and about a dozen other students because he shared his own experience being profiled by police in Washington, even after he'd become a successful lawyer. Again, Molyric Welch.
We talked with him and he spoke with us about the things that we were interested in and things that we were scared of and how we feel being a college student, and I'm hoping that we're going to see some change.
The attorney general also took some time for a private phone call with the rapper Nelly. He hails from Ferguson and says he wants to help there. A Justice Department spokeswoman says they talked about maintaining peace and helping to inspire confidence in the justice system. Later in the day, at the U.S. Attorney's Office in St. Louis, Holder closed the doors for a 20-minute meeting with the mother of Michael Brown. She had just come from viewing her son's body, adding a layer of anguish to an already emotional day. Aide said the attorney general approached the meeting as a father, as a person, but also as a law enforcement officer who wanted to connect the Brown family to victim services and answer their questions. Civil rights investigators at the FBI and Justice Department have interviewed more than 200 witnesses. Holder says he's put some of his top prosecutors and agents on the case, and he wanted to hear from them in person.
There's nothing that can replace actually coming to the office that's handling the matter and being able to look in the face the people who are, I think, at this point, very ably handling this investigation.
Still, legal experts say the odds for a federal criminal prosecution of the officer who shot Brown remain long, meaning the attorney general's visit to Ferguson was more of a listening tour than a prelude to indictment. Kerry Johnson, NPR News.